This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Jeff Oskey with Failed to Mention News, a Star Trek cruise, and a nude beach. It's all coming up right after this.
Yes, my last name is Nierengarten. I'm in section 232. I was just assaulted by a gentleman with a rally towel. Unbeknownst to him, I'm allergic to linens. I would appreciate your assistance, section 232. Thank you.
Hi, Louise. This is Herm Johnson and Marguerite calling from St. Petersburg, and we wondered when Ray is going to be over.
Yeah, my name is Ralph Fontaine, section 114, row 12, seats 16 through 22. I'll tell you what, we got a jerk line that I'm going to put to use. How in the hell do we have a coach that doesn't have enough game balls to go for it on fourth and one? Huh? I'm not going to sit through another season of this. Hell, I played golf last week with Paul Tagliabue.
We got a new three-wheeler. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Marguerite and I, we go over to the Crafts Shack a lot. And, you know, we're making all kinds of toys and things for the grandkids.
Yeah, man, it's Donnie Baker, man. I'm in section 326, row 14, seat 7. Man, I was going to put my pork on your Jumbotron, but this jerk, man, two rows in front of me, stood up and pork blocked me. I swear to God you did it. I'll even say it right to your face.
This is Carl Wampler, 1724, Maple Street. And I was wondering if my prescription was ready.
Yeah, it's me, Ralph Fontaine, again. Hell, while I've got you on hold, what are the chances I get two of my sons to try out for your punt, pass, and kick contest? Hell, I've got one son going full ride that's playing down south, and another one's getting a look by every scout this side of the Mississippi.
Hey, man, it's me, Donnie Baker, man. You guys got a problem with these vendors up here in the upper deck, man. I just got a half pour for $7. I swear to God I did, and I want a refund or I'll write to state.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's a shirtless Jeff Oskey with a nice green bow tie.
In honor of St. Patrick's Day.
And green suspenders.
And a weirdo, what's that weird tattoo above your right boob?
Oh, that's a snake with a rose around it, because when I was 18, I wanted to show everyone how white trash I was. So got that.
I think it's badass.
Yeah, I figure Bert Kreischer, he may be the number one shirtless comedian, but hey, there's not a number two.
True.
I could take 1% of his fan base, and I would be rich.
All right.
I'm Jeff Oskey from the Failed to Mention News Desk. We give you a lot of the news. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
The NCAA final tournament is here. We did our usual office pool where we pull teams. What you failed to mention, I'm starting to believe our office pool is fixed. For the fifth year in a row, I have pulled University of Phoenix Online.
Oh,
I think it's fixed.
Online.
Online. A Florida man did 3,264 push-ups in 1 hour to set a new world record. What you failed to mention, he beat my lifetime push-up record by a measly 3,260 push-ups. Some woman won the Guinness World Record for the largest four-leaf clover collection with 138,000 four-leaf clovers. What you failed to mention, with all that luck, you would have thought she would have had landed herself a good man by now. I don't even know that for a fact. She may be married. Just assuming. A man was arrested for harassing humpback whales and dolphins. What you failed to mention, how? Hey, for a humpback, you're not getting much action for the ladies there, whale. You're going to have to change your name to Broken Back Whales, if you know what I mean. No? Okay.
I'm applauding the effort.
There's a new, I got to tell you, this in my head seemed brilliant. Now that I'm naked, I feel very vulnerable.
You look great. I got to tell you.
Thank you. There's a new Sunny D vodka seltzer hitting the market. Well, you failed to mention, not to be outdone, OJ is releasing a new I Didn't Murder My Wife and Her Boyfriend screwdriver.
Pre-mixed. That's
good at the airport.
Tom found a new Tom Jones record this week our listeners. They loved it, let me tell you. Unfortunately, Tom, I don't know if you saw it, but I had Eddie take the record player out from your office and put it in the Failed to Mention studio, and I found a old Tom Jones record lying around. Let's have a listen.
Oh, okay, good. Oh.
What's new, pussycat? Who are they?
That is from all of our listeners, Tom. All of our thousands of listeners.
Every one of them.
A man had six-pack abs tattooed on his stomach to give the impression that he was in good shape at the beach. What you failed to mention, tomorrow I'm getting veins tattooed on my member just to make him look a little girthier.
That's going to hurt.
Let's see here. A Texas art teacher and 14 of his students set the Guinness World Record for the largest paper snowflake, coming in at 58 feet across. What you failed to mention, don't worry, students at UC Berkeley still hold the record for the largest group of snowflakes. So they are still covered. I don't know if you saw this, but they're considering allowing betting, legal betting, on the WWE wrestling. Mm-hmm. What you failed to mention, how's that going to go? Parlays will be like a game of Clue. I have Sheamus knocking out Seth Rollins in the locker room with a steel chair for $5.
Yes. I hope that's exactly how it goes.
And finally, we've been talking ice cream trucks all week. What you failed to mention, the ice cream truck in my old neighborhood before I moved used to play Stars and Stripes Forever.
Oh.
Through a crappy speaker on top of a crappier cargo van, just the way Susan intended when he pinned it back in 1896. That's the thing. I know Tom talks about the ice cream truck in his neighborhood. I don't believe it. You only find ice cream trucks in poor people's neighborhoods. You want to know why? Because those rich pricks already have ice cream in the freezer. Yeah, no money to be made. I'm Jeff Osmond. Hey, this has been the news for me. Well, to mention.
What's new? What's the cat?
Yeah.
The best record!
What is he saying?
Stop this record.
Oh, stop this record.
Yeah. It's not a running gag. It will continue forever.
Now, dear Tom.
Now what?
This is from William. Officer William.
Uh-oh. All right.
This morning I was dropping off my mother. She was going shopping, and I was helping her.
Really? Kind of early. What's she buying? Heroin?
I asked her,
heroin?
What part of officer didn't you hear?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, so he knows who has the good stuff.
Yeah. On our way downtown, I asked, do you mind that I turn on my favorite radio program?
Oh, thank you. Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, of course, honey, that would be lovely.
Uh-huh.
Just my luck. The minute I tuned in, I heard Tom saying, oh, that's why you just have a spoon of semen. She just stared at me. And I reached up and clicked the radio off.
This, your favorite, you say?
Well, see, your mom missed all the context.
Thank you, William.
It's perfectly valid.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Now we have more news over there, Christy.
Yeah. A number of Florida beachgoers say they've been having unexpected encounters with nudists. WOFL.
That's right. We might sound awful, but we're not.
Reports that sections of the Canaveral National Seashore were damaged by hurricanes last year, and some signs marking areas of nude sunbathing were washed away in the storms at Playa Linda Beach. Some families have reportedly been venturing to stretches of the beach they would not normally go.
Hey, lady, want to see my gantry?
And have thus encountered nudists when they did not expect to.
What's gantry? What is
that?
Is it the gantry, that thing right next to the rocket before it goes up?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it's like a superstructure.
Right. And then,
you know what it is.
They pull
Apollo
it away.
Apollo 13, yeah.
It's huge, and it's huge, erect and upright, if I'm not mistaken. Sorry.
Both beachgoers and nudists told the station they would like clearer boundaries and warning signs. Officials said there's no federal law addressing nudity on the beach since it is a national park. However, Brevard Sheriff's Office noted that parts of the beach are on state property where it is illegal to go nude. Beachgoers should call the office of the sheriff if they think someone is breaking the law.
Brevard.
Yeah, it's Brevard. They have the city itty-bitty nudity committee. I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah.
I'd be more concerned about gators than some naked lady walking by.
Usually it's naked guys, too, by the way.
Did you guys know that Cape Canaveral is Cape Canaveral again? It was only Cape Kennedy from 1963 to 1973. Does that make sense?
Yeah. They went back to it.
Well, how could they do that?
They just changed the
Cape
sign.
Cape Kennedy. Well,
it's not like his brother was going to say something.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow. You know, can you do something about your kid over there?
Yeah, I'm Sirhan Sirhan. Okay.
Oh, that was the classic Griswold defense.
Yes. Unbelievable. Tom, you should be proud. He's Griswold through and through.
These are my dogs.
Oh, my guy shot Bobby.
My dogs, Sirhan and Oswald.
I was trying to look up what Canaveral meant. And
Cape Canaveral?
It's just the name of the place. I don't know.
Well, is it like Arty Canaveral, or does it mean...
Arty Canaveral.
Giant rocket?
It could be first settlers or first persons.
Maybe.
Who knows?
I believe it means enclosed belly button as well.
It is it is east of Merritt Island, separated from it by the Banana River. I'm glad you guys think that. I think that's hilarious.
You know what you ride on the Banana River?
A banana boat.
You want to see my banana?
A banana river.
Oh, that guy's back.
That guy's back.
You didn't want to see my gantry. How about my banana? You want to see the banana river?
I got the banana. You got the split?
Flows up.
I got your split.
Oh! It's Banana Man Audio.
Wow!
Wow! What is this?
What is this?
Banana splits.
Oh.
Yeah, but what was that?
The wrong button.
Banana.
It was funny. Right.
One more minute.
All right. So the problem is there's nudity on the beaches by Cape Canaveral?
Yes.
Do you remember the names of the banana splits? There was Bingo,
no.
Drooper,
Legal, Sirhan Booth,
and Snort.
Wow.
Snort, Snark, Snort.
Hinkley.
Snort. Yes, Hinkley, Oswald, Chapman.
Could we...
And Gein.
Hey, recent...
The crew. Hey, so, I'm sorry.
Are you done?
No, I was just curious. What are they doing about the nudity? Are they encouraging people to take their clothes off?
No, they're not encouraging. They're saying in some parts it is okay, in some parts it's not. If you're uncomfortable,
but the signs are down.
The signs are down.
Oh, well,
what's the matter, lady? Never had a sack lunch? I brought one.
I got you sack lunch.
Yikes.
Sorry. You know, we could eat a sack lunch over here by the Banana River if you want to come join me.
A 7-Up tube steak smothered in underwear.
Yeah, that's right. Come on over here. Let's get that over-the-shoulder boulder holder off you.
Yeah, come on.
The Philadelphia tube steak sandwich.
Whip those
with cheese.
Speaking of food, new survey finds people do not like to share their food when they go out to eat.
Okay.
That's not true.
According
to people, not you,
not
people.
You.
Oh, I don't count then.
You know, normal people.
You mean wait till I finish. According to the poll.
Sorry.
Yeah, he got so mad he punched his mic.
That mic seems
snuck up on you. Wait till I finish.
I think Tom's disgruntled.
I just have to clean my microphone.
Oh, you got that back?
Okay. Oh, no.
The
noise
that
is coming from your area.
Goodness, that's bad.
According to the poll, 67% of respondents in a relationship said they do not share their food with their partner.
That's no.
46% would consider it a deal breaker if they were on a first date and someone asked to try their food.
That's crazy high.
Really?
46%?
What is it? I had the lobster and she had the Jello.
I have.
No, you can't have a bite of my lobster.
I have found that the happier you are in a relationship, the more willing you are to share your food.
That sounds right.
But a first date is shocking.
I mean, Josh, if you were with someone and she said, hey, can I have a bite of your whatever it is you're having?
You wanted to say something. What did you want to say? Wheelbarrow full of cheese? What was
it? No, it's like, can I have a bite of some of that because you have more than enough? Stuff like
no,
that.
No, no, no. I didn't.
May I have a bite of that 24-inch sandwich?
I wasn't going down. I wasn't going down.
From here on the end,
road.
You'll never miss it.
Can I have a bite of your pot pie? Mine is.
Oh, boy. Nothing like a nice. Take a nice woman out on a first date to the pot pie factory.
I happen to have. We all know there's a great pot pie place right down
the
road.
I tell you what, first there.
You sure get that pot pie. It's delicious.
A fifth of respondents said they'd have to know someone for at least 6 months before they feel comfortable sharing food.
That's weird. Just share the food. Or just go, no, you can't.
I just want to bite
something. Well, I'd like the double. Tomahawk ribeye. She'd like the Jello. I know you can't have a bite.
Jello. Thought we didn't hear it the first.
No. Yeah,
Ace, I've noticed you haven't shared any of your pizzas. What does this mean?
We haven't asked.
I know.
Christy, first date, will you share your food if asked?
Of course I would.
Really?
Would you be mad about it?
No.
We've all done that. Hey, you want some of this? Yeah, I'll have some of that.
You kiss on the first
Damn it,
date?
I didn't mean it.
Depends on who it is.
Kiss on the first... Really?
Depends on who it is.
Sliding
have you ever had sex on a first date?
Depends on who it is.
Depends on who it is.
Chick McGee.
Did you
have never dated.
Did you
it's
ever have sex on a first date in a Midwest state?
What exactly are you going after?
I like it. Chick wants to know if Christy ever got loco in Ohio. I want to figure it out, too.
Round on the end, high in the middle.
Is it a date or just a one-night stand? There is a difference.
Is it true that you sleep with more men the men you meet, you sleep with more often than not, you'll bang a guy.
Buddy,
I'm asking if you're an aggressive whore.
You stammered through that. It was still worth it. That was great.
No,
Christy, I'll take care
not.
Of this for you.
All right.
It's unbelievable.
Are you more than likely, if you know it's going to be like, you're never going to see this guy again, go ahead and sleep with him.
Excuse me.
What about before a first date? What about just like a random...
Would you share your food in the first date?
I said yes.
What if it was a banana split?
I don't even, well, yeah, sure.
What if,
I don't even like
what if you are doing, would you do the wrap your arm around his and take a bite?
No,
and then
I
if he noticed
that.
Some chocolate sauce dripping down your chin, he reached over, got it with his finger, and licked it like that.
What is going on?
Is that a romantic moment for
is
you?
Is that a romantic moment?
Ever done the spaghetti thing?
Lady and the Tramp, some vermicelli?
I have not done that.
No, that's where you hold his meatballs.
You pull on his rigatoni.
You say, my old boyfriend, Ziz, were like this. Oh, that big? No, that dirty.
Oh, glad Andy's in a meeting.
That beefy and bloody.
All right, I don't know. This was supposed to be about sharing food.
Do you share your food?
Sure.
God, no.
You don't seem like a sharer to me.
Absolutely. And then when you're eating with kids,
you know what?
Especially,
though? I will not share food with. Josh and I went out to lunch, I wouldn't share food.
You that's
wouldn't?
Not true. You do.
Do I?
Well, yeah. You know what? That's a lie. You're very good at getting food for the table, and then we get our entrees.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
I'll tell you what I have a problem with.
Yeah, there you go.
If you both get fries,
right,
and they and you both still have fries, and they reach and have one of your fries. What's that all about?
What is that all about?
Oh, you mean I have my own fries, but I want some of yours.
Yeah.
Same fries?
But they're the same.
That's rude. Yeah, that's
dates.
Is that a control thing?
Because I'll do that with my nieces. I'll go, oh my gosh, this has to be the largest fry. I can't believe I was so lucky to get the biggest fry. And then they grab it and eat it and think it's so funny. I should start doing that on first dates.
What about you're on a first date? And you have an orgasm, and you get up and leave because you don't care if she has one.
What about that?
Well, first of all, I waiter, could I have the check, please, first?
Yeah.
I thought we were eating.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.